Hello?
Hi, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a volunteer opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote?
100%, yeah, I'm going to vote.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Okay, system just loading. Thank you. Just a few seconds here. Perfect. Okay.
Is that it, sir? Are there more
questions?
No,
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry for being silent. It's just that the system is loading for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's just that we're taking a lot of surveys right now. So I guess the system has to... Okay, so... Okay, just a few seconds, please. Sorry, but thank you for your patience, sir. I truly appreciate it, believe me. I'm trying to get a hold of my IT here. Okay, you said Caucasian. Now, what is your age?
Age is 35.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
It's a tough question. I don't really consider myself any of those. But if, I have to pick one, I would say moderate.
Thank you.
I don't really lean either way.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh, very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very important, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, the first issue or concern. Improving K-12 education. How important is that to you?
I would say 7.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Making college more affordable.
7.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
You want me to say number? Or say yes
no, if you just approve or disapprove of the way he's handling his job as president, is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and now I want you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means you're in the middle, you're in between. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
So I'm supposed to put the number between 1 and 100?
Yes.
And then 100 is like strongly disapproved.
No, you feel very favorable. You feel warm towards them. Zero means you.
Okay. So FDA said?
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Zero.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
I mean, I don't think anybody in Congress really is doing any sort of job, so zero.
Joe Biden?
20.
Thank you. All right, and I'm just going to go ahead and read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 is very important.
Okay.
5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here's the first, one of the priorities. Authorizing prescription medication.
What was the first word?
Authorizing prescription medication.
8.
Okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
10.
10. Okay. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
You support. Is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Sorry, could you repeat that one?
Yeah, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More benefits.
Somewhat more benefits or much more benefits?
Much more.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or B, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
B.
Sorry? B?
The second one, yeah.
Thank you. Prohibition. Okay. Now, I'm just going to read you some things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned. Hey, can I ask you how many more questions you got?
We're almost we're at 80%, sir. I'm gonna go quicker, actually. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid or Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you?
Somewhat concerned.
The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to read you some statements people made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10, you strongly agree. 5, somewhat agree. 0, you don't agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree with that? 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree on that?
8.
Thank you. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education, harm reduction, have led to the lowest smoking rates in the last 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals.
All right, I'm going to throw a 5 on that, and I got to go, dude.
We're almost done, sir.
Dude, I got to go, man. Just throw on a 5 on the rest of the questions.
Okay. Not just sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I support that?
Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?